World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, you know something? We pray a hedge of protection around our family every day. Psalm 91, let no hurt, harm, or danger come near us, no evil befall us, no plague come near our dwelling. Thank you for giving the angels charge over us to guide us in all of our ways as we dash our foot against a stone. And we had a miracle yesterday. I just realized, and I was just talking, forgot to say it even to Michelle this morning.
Communion today.
What's that? Oh, Joe, there you go. Communion. Joe, we're going to do communion here in a second. But we last night we sat my family. We kind of celebrated a little bit of 4th of July fireworks. We had a nice big fireworks shop down there. Went down, blew some stupid money, bought some fireworks for the grandkids. So we're sitting around last night setting those things off. You know, the whoo, not even dark because they're so young. But we had fun doing it. And then most amazing thing happened. One of them when we lit, you know, you light them, then you run away from them. And I thought like those Roman candles, whatever they call them. And all of a sudden, that thing fell over. And they're all sitting on the porch, and they're shooting at my grandkids. These things are shooting at my grandkids on the porch. I don't know, 10, 15 of them, ching, ching, ching. They're ducking and diving. And wow, praise the Lord, nobody got hurt. Well, somebody got, you know, they got stung a little bit on their arms. It was the most bizarre thing. So thank God. And for my wife, Michelle, particularly, who's always praying Psalm 91 over our family. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. So I thank the Lord today for the safety of all of us. It had to be spiritual intervention. I'm telling you, man, it was like a machine gun. It's crazy. We're all good. Hey, let me, couple things. I want to jump real quick. We're going to do communion. I got a good show for you. Stay with me, okay? Going to do the communion. First of all, some of you have been trying to register for the event, and you get, Spencer, can you show them? It says forbidden, sender blacklisted, anti-spam. I don't know if, can you show, if any, are you getting a, Spencer, that's the first one I have. I don't know how you show that. But some of you are trying to register, and you get this thing that says forbidden, sender blacklisted, and you can't register.
That's right.
I don't know what I have no idea what, ain't nobody blacklisted here. Spencer, what is that? We have an explanation for what's going on there? Okay, so this is what happened. A lot of you try to register, and it says forbidden, sender blacklisted, anti-spam, clean talk. I have no idea what it was, but several of you couldn't register. Jared, it is now fixed. It is now fixed. So, first of all, we never ban anybody here, right? We don't ban anybody here. So, we've got a week, man. We're going to be doing it all here in a week. And some of you want to come early. I hate to say that because then I'm working on a hotel. Okay, by the way, pull that up there, Spencer, real quickly. Hang on. I'm all over the place. Laura Ann is in the hospital. So we need to pray for Laura Ann. We don't need to. We want to pray for Laura Ann. Heart issue. I'm not real in depth with it. They kept her overnight. She's having issues with her heart. And so we need to pray for Laura Ann this morning. We're going to take communion, as I said. And let me fill this up here real quickly before I forget. Spencer's got it up on the screen. If you need a place to stay, here it is. No, I can't register, y'all. I was there yesterday, set it up. They have a swimming pool, although you're probably not going to go swimming. And they've given you a reduced rate. The other hotel that we were staying in is, the deal's no longer there. So this is the best we could do. It's only about 3 miles from the venue. It's clean, safe, all of that. So if you're looking for a place to stay, There it is, Best Western Lakewood Inn. And just call in and say that you're, well, just call in and say you're part of the, what did I say, Coach Dave, Pass the Salt Group. I think that's what I said, Pass the Salt Group, and they'll give you the deal. Okay, let me see. What else? I got that. Pray for Lord. Just ask. We touch Laura and Lord Jesus. As the BG sang, how do you mend a broken heart? Well, Lord, we just ask you to touch her. Whatever those burdens are that she's bearing, that's weighing her down, Lord, help her to come out from under that. Help her, because Lord, your burden is light. Your burden is light. You said, cast all of our cares upon you, because you care for us. And Lord, we would ask you that you would just take some of that weight off of Lauren's shoulders. She not carry it. That you would be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That's your healer in Jesus' name. Amen. Got some others that are sick. Folks, I'm just telling you, there's some crazy stuff going on. And I don't think it's just in the queue. The crazy things going on in this world right now. Marriages breaking up. Oh, man, I could go on and on. We are in a crucible. I don't even know what that means, but we're in there. Oh, I got some good stuff I got to show you here. But Joe, come on in. Joe's in California, if you can believe that. And it's 4:07 where he is right now. And Joe, we want you to know we appreciate you getting up every Friday and doing this. But if you need a break, let us know. And by the way, because of Joe's persistence, one of them, Tina Peters is free. And we know how long has Joe been talking to us about freeing Tina Peters, and Tina Peters is free. So, Joe, We appreciate you for bringing that to our attention. Folks, look, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And the truth is, I don't know if we really believe that. I really don't know. And you cannot, friends, hear me. The tongue, oh my goodness, the tongue. You can't ask for blessings and cursing out of the same mouth. It's what the Bible says. That don't work. Lord, please take care of my friends. Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, I just know this is going to happen to Joey. But that's double-minded, man. Bible says unstable in all your ways. And here's what I would tell you to do. Capture every thought. Huh? In other words, think before you speak.
And actually, Coach, we're the worst when we talk about ourselves, our health, our finances, our family, our successes. We're the worst when we have the most authority, prophetic, over ourselves, our family, our health, our business. And that's what we usually condemn.
That's right. That's right. And so, folks, can I say the truth here? Is it okay if I don't care if you care? Some of you don't know this. I'm going to tell you this because I want to see you set free. It's going to take a real personal evaluation on your own. How much time? No, that's not the right word. How often do you catch yourself talking about what happened to you in the past? Some of you cannot get past your past. You drag it with you in every conversation you are in. It shapes everything you do, everything you think. And some of you, you're gonna let that dead dog lie. You're gonna have to let it go. And my wife said something to me personally the other day, because I keep dragging. The Apostle Paul, this is anointed, hang on. The Apostle Paul said, who will deliver me from this body of death? Oh, wretched man that I am. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, that whole thing, who will deliver me from this body of death? One of the sentences, if I understand history correctly, was if you murdered somebody, the sentence was, they attached the person's body to you. And you had to walk around carrying that dead body until whatever. And so when Paul said, who will free me from this body of death? How many of you got carrying around dead bodies? You're punishing yourself. What happened to you, happened to you. Get over it. Quit telling us how bad it was. Get over it. Get over it. Michelle said it to me the other day because I was talking about something that happened 30 years ago. I don't know when it was. And you know, she said to me, geez, when are you going to get over that? And I would say that to a lot of you out there right now. Don't. Greatest line ever in movies. I wish I had this prepared. I'd get it up there. Paul Newman, Cool Hand Luke. And he's in there with all those prisoners. If you hadn't seen the movie, it's a classic. You got to see it. And finally, after Luke being the center of the action, the life of the party in the prison, he just ran, got out of it. He came to the end of his rope. Does anybody know what he said? That great, great line of Cool Hand Luke. Anybody know what he said? You know what he said to everybody else? Stop bleeding on me. Vinny, would that be a boom? Would that be a boom? Play that real quick, Spence. Stop bleeding on me. Play it.
Boom.
Stop. Oh, come on. Stop beating it. Get out to yourself. Stop feeding off me.
Oh, maybe it's feeding off me. Hey, folks. Just telling you the truth. You, many of us, we don't even know we do it. And when we gripe and moan and complain about what happened to us in the past, we are praising the devil. And the truth is, we should be talking about how free we are. See, I don't even want to talk about that. Yeah, that guy did that to me. I'm dead. I'm free now. That guy's dead to me. I'm giving you some great advice. Some of you, your own worst enemy is you. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I just pray, Lord, right now that the Holy Spirit will sharpen these folks to hear about when they're living in the past and they'll stop doing it. And the sun set free is free indeed. In Jesus' name. And Mel threw up there Brian Cunningham's mother. We got to get her set free. But click on that, Spence. Free Patricia Louise Locke. Lord, set her free, Lord. Move, do whatever you have to do. And thank you for all of people who emailed and phones and all that. Lord, you can move. The heart of the king is as water in the hand of the Lord. Lord, set her free. Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, folks, continue to pray about that situation. And call. Send another email if you have to. Send another email. The squeaky wheel gets the grease is what they tell us. All right, cool. All right. All right. Joe said, hurry up. I want to go back to bed. Come on in, Joe. Come on in. Come on.
I'm already in, sir.
Hey, hang on. Hey, Joe, folks, I'm telling you the truth. Nobody wants to be around somebody who's griping and moaning about what happened to him in the past. Would somebody say amen?
You want to hear
all the crap that happened to me?
Amen.
Okay, you tell me what all happened to you. I don't want to hear it, but go ahead and tell me. And then you sit there and let me tell you about all the crap that happened to me. Nope. I'm got victory in Jesus. I'm beyond all that. That is stinking thinking. And I'm telling some of you out there, stop it. Go ahead, Joe.
We don't have enough time to talk to that whole list about what happened to me. So
that's right, brother. And Joe, let me tell you something. Nobody gives a shit either. They want to tell you what happened to them. They don't care what happened to you. I'm sorry for swearing. No, I'm not. No, I'm not sorry for swearing. I did it on purpose. Go ahead.
Well, I'll be hearsay anyway, not admissible. So, so it's Lorraine that's unwell.
Yeah, she's in the hospital. Yes, heart issue. Yes. Yes.
Our reading this morning is John 10, 9 to 18. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture.
So you're going to go in and out from that thing that happened to you in the past, and you're going to leave that thing behind, right? And you're going to go out and find pasture. Whoever screwed you over in the past, it's in the past. You're going to go out and find pasture now. Go ahead.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy.
Take all your joy and all your hope away from me as you continue to live in the past. Okay, I'll stop it. I hope you get the point. Go ahead.
I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd.
Amen.
The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
Yes, Lord.
But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep.
Okay, folks, y'all got to stop there a second. Okay, folks, this whole scripture here is about the fake pastor, the hireling pastor. Because why? The hireling sees the sheep, the wolf coming. A hireling sees the wolf coming and flees. That's what it says. Leaves the sheep. And then the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. So the devil doesn't come to kill and to steal and to destroy. It's the hireling fake shepherd. I hope you can see that. Because what does he say in 14, Joe? I'm the good shepherd.
I am the good shepherd.
Yeah.
And know my sheep. And am known of mine.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, it doesn't say I am the good wolf, does it? Doesn't say that. I'm the good wolf. No, he's the good shepherd. Go ahead.
As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep.
Well, that's a good shepherd right there, isn't it? That's a good shepherd there.
And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again.
Amen.
No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again.
Wow.
This commandment have I received of my Father.
That's where the power is. That's where the power is. His daddy gave him that commandment, huh? Yeah. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning again filled with gratitude for so many things you're doing in our lives. We're seeing fit to put us here in this great country that has been through troubled times and is in challenging times now, Lord. But we can see what an amazing godsend this country has been. When we read the Declaration of Independence, Lord, it's obvious it's inspired by your word. And that small document has changed the world more than any other similar document. There isn't anything really similar, Lord. There's been a lot of copies, but that whole train of thought that freedom comes from you and that we are
Amen.
Your image, Lord, it was divine thinking and divine influence in that document, and I am feeling the Spirit now, and that's confirmed. And so, Lord, let us remember that this weekend. It's not just a normal weekend. 250 years ago, our forefathers a few of them, 2 or 3%, but it was enough to make a difference. They risked everything for the good of the country.
Amen.
And ultimately for the good of the world. Because my feeling is this world would have been fallen to the enemy long ago had that day not happened. And so, Lord, we ask that you help this weekend in our lives reinforce these foundation stones of our nation, our states, our counties, our cities and communities. And as was done a couple months ago when the country was rededicated to you, Lord, and I don't think anybody here had anticipated a year ago that something like that would ever happen in Washington, D.C., but it did. And that was a profound moment. And I think it put this country back on the right path. So, Lord, we ask that you help us change our hearts and to be stronger, to be more forgiving, but also to draw a line. This tolerance of what is not of you cannot be. We need to go to the tax collectors, go to the people that need to be saved and help them, Lord. But we don't endorse it. We love on it and we help them change, but we don't endorse their sin. And I think that's the problem. Our society has been so weak, it has basically endorsed the enemy. And we can't do that anymore. And so with all these festivities this weekend, Lord, we know that there are enemies out there wanting to go to the gathering, the public gatherings in the communities and also with the World Cup and create havoc and harm and kill people and destroy things. And that's what terrorists do, and I have a feeling there's a lot of plans in process. We also have armies of good, righteous men and women fighting against that, Lord. So we ask you give them discernment and help the law enforcement and the communities to take captive every thought of the enemy trying to do this and to stop them before it's done. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and we claim that now, Lord. Isaiah 54:17. We claim that now. And so we ask that you keep us all safe when we're traveling, all our families and friends and communities. And let this be a good thing we look back upon next week, next month, next year, and in the future. Let it be an amazing weekend we come to now, Lord. And we remember Lorraine, who's in hospital with her heart. Lord, you can heal her heart. I have a feeling you're healing it now. Sometimes you heal things in an instant, and sometimes it's beat by beat, breath by breath, day by day. Whichever tempo you choose, Lord, I pray that Laura Ann receives your healing, that her faith helps her receive your healing, and that her doubt and worry disappear. Because I believe, Lord, that It isn't always a lack of faith that stops healing. It's doubt and worry fighting against it, because that's being double-minded. So take the doubt, take the worry. Those are based on fear. And we are commanded to fear not, to have no fear. 365 times in the Bible you have commanded us that, and it's the one, the commandment we break the most. But we take that, ask that Laura Ann does not have the fear, does not have the doubt, does not have the worry, and just receives your healing and love, Lord. And we're grateful again for Tina Peters, for your freeing her, Lord, and give her the most amazing 4th of July weekend, and keep restoring her body and her health, Lord. She has been through an ordeal, but I know without you, she would not have survived it. But you kept her alive, and now she's back. Help her to change the nation with her testimony of truth, because the truth will set us free. And Lord, we're grateful for communion. We're grateful for what it means and all you've done behind this. We're grateful that we can participate in the new covenant, in the new testament, in the new promise. With this communion, we participate. We ask that you forgive our sins and transgressions so that we're cleansed to your sight when we eat this holy meal together. We ask that you bless this bread and this drink, representing your body and blood that was broken and shed for us. And we're so grateful to worship the one true God, your Father, Lord, our Father, the Father, who gave his only begotten Son, the creator of all, everywhere, everything, gave his only begotten Son to us, that we who believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I don't really think we understand fully what that means, but we try, and we are grateful. And then on these grateful knees, we come to you now, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink anew with you in my Father's kingdom." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Joe. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. 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 Oh man, I got some good stuff to lay out there today. Let me look over here real quickly. I have to take this one on. Okay, is it okay if I take this one on? Sure it is, Coach. Sure it is. By the way, Mel, maybe you can get the hotel information. I'll get it to you. Get the hotel information at the Liberty Action Network as well. Let's get that thing going. Folks, you wouldn't believe the number of emails that I get from people who ask me, "How can you support Trump? You're a Christian man. How can you support that lying adulterer? How can you support?" I get a lot of them. And I'm going to show you today, if you don't mind. I'm not going to make the whole show about this, but I'm going to show you here. Hey, Spence, pull up number one. Trump is God's man. Now, I just Googled this morning. Yeah, go back, Spence, at the top. Here's what I Googled this morning, or whatever. Does God raise up leaders for judgment? We'll stop right now. You better realize nobody comes to become president of the United States without the approval of God. Better understand that. And you also better understand that the Bible says not to criticize your leaders, but pray for your leaders. I thank God every day that Donald Trump is president and not Kamala Harris. But God chose Donald Trump. How do you know that? Well, because does God raise up leaders for judgment? That's all I ask. The Bible consistently affirms that all authority comes from God. In Daniel 2:21, God declares he changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. This means leaders, whether righteous or unrighteous, are placed in position by God's sovereign will. Anybody want to argue that? In 1 Samuel 16, God anointed David as king despite his humble background, showing that his choice is based on heart and character, not human merit. When leaders fail to uphold God's standards, he uses them to bring judgment. And how many times have you heard Coach Dave say, Donald Trump is God's man, and I don't know if it's good or bad, but he is God's man. Jeroboam was raised up by God to rule Israel, but because he introduced idolatry, God pronounced judgment on his house. Saul was chosen by God to lead Israel, but his disobedience led to his rejection. Nebuchadnezzar was appointed by God to punish Judah, yet God humbled him to reveal his sovereignty. These examples show that God's judgment is not arbitrary. It is a response to covenant violation and moral rebellion. Now, we have people who are no longer in the queue because they hate Trump so much. Somebody say amen. Somebody hates some. And I get the emails, oh, you Trump, whatever, how can you let me? Oh, really? The pattern, God's raised up leaders for his purpose. For his purpose, blessing, discipline, or judgment. Leaders are held to a covenant standard. Obedience to God commands and trust in him. Judgment follows disobedience. Whether it's removal from office, national consequences, or personal consequences. Key takeaways. God is sovereign over all leaders, whether they know him or not. Donald Trump is God's man. Leaders raised for judgment are not chosen for evil. They're used to fulfill God's purposes, even when that purpose is correction or discipline. Believers are called to pray for their leaders, recognizing that God can guide them to fulfill his will. In short, yes, God does raise up leaders for judgment. It's always part of his divine plan to bring people back to righteousness or to uphold his authority. Vinny, that would be a boom. Pull up 1B. The Bible teaches that God can judge nations by allowing wicked leaders to rise, using their corruption as a form of divine discipline and a test of faith for the people. Scripture frequently links the rise of corrupt rulers to God's judgment on a nation. Proverbs 29:2 states, when the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people groan. I got that right here. It's in Psalm. Highlighting that oppressive leadership brings suffering and reflects divine disfavor. Isaiah 10 says, warns against unjust laws and decrees, showing that God condemns leaders who exploit or oppress the vulnerable. And similarly, Ezekiel 34:2 rebukes leaders who neglect their people, emphasize that true leadership serves others, not selfish interests. What's the purpose of wicked leaders? Judgment and consequence. Scroll down, Spence. judgment and consequences. Nations that turn from righteousness may experience oppression as a direct consequence of their collective sin. Hey, listen. Does America deserve judgment? Do we deserve, we're murdering unborn babies. Do we deserve judgment or do we deserve the blessings of God? Testing and refinement. Adversity under corrupt leaders can strengthen faith and reliance on God. 3, prophetic fulfillment. Sinful leadership can set the stage for significant events foretold in Scripture. And then 4, it's an opportunity for witness. Believers often shine brightest under injustice, demonstrating godly truth in contrast to the corruption. John Calvin and other theologians note that when God judges a nation, he may give it leaders who reflect the moral decay of the people. Can I say that again? When God judges a nation, he may give it leaders who are just like the people. Moral decay, making corrupt leadership itself a form of judgment. This principle underscores that society decay is not only caused by rulers, but also by the collective choices of the people. Abortion is murder, and the church won't do a damn thing about it. Wicked leaders expose the moral and intellectual weakness of a nation, revealing the need for repentance and alignment with God's truth. It's really good whether you're enjoying it or not. Blowing some of those arguments right out of the water. In conclusion, God uses wicked leaders as instruments of judgment, demonstrates his sovereignty, justice, and the moral responsibility of nations. When these rulers, while these rulers may cause suffering, their presence serves as a warning, a test of faith, and an opportunity for spiritual growth. Believers are encouraged to trust in God's ultimate plan, pray for justice, and uphold righteousness, even under corrupt governance. Now, I'm going to stop a second. Is there anybody out there that can tell me that Donald Trump isn't God's man? With what you just read. Can I tell you something else? So was Obama. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So was Bill Clinton. Screwing interns in the White House. That alone should have disqualified him for leadership. He was screwing interns in his office. And nobody did anything about it. Why? Because the evil walks on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. The left still loves Bill Clinton. The chief of all sinners. Right? So the only answer to the situation we find ourselves in is repentance. Turn from our wicked ways. Will we? Do you have any idea how few people care about the murder of unborn children? They don't care. Transgenderism, gender mutilation, they don't care. Huh? Somalians stealing money from the government lying, but they don't care. So God says, oh, hey, all right, you don't care. Here's Obama. Here's a Muslim freak to be your president. Go ahead. And how many on the left loved that Muslim invader? Judgment of God. Is that it? Pull up 1C and then I'm going to, you're welcome. I don't know, anybody got their hand up. I didn't even look up there. I'm sorry. Pull up 1C. Help, Lord, for the godly men have ceased. Vinny, boom that one, will you? Will you boom that one, Vinny? See, look, folks, it ain't the president, it's the people. Help. For godly men cease, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. What? Thanks, Vinny. Godly men cease and the faithful fail. They speak vanity, every one, with his neighbor. Flattering lips and double heart, do they speak? The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips. Scroll down, Spence. And the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said, with our tongue we will prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord, and I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure silver, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. The word of the Lord, the words of the Lord, which isn't even taught in our schools, not even mentioned in our schools. God bless America, 250th anniversary. And most of our nation are God haters. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, that shall preserve them from this generation forever. For the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. See, the reason that we're not getting righteous government is we have vile men being exalted. Bill Clinton screwed interns in the White House and got reelected. Come on now. Come on. Barack Obama, did I even start with Barack Obama? Friends, it's judgment. It's judgment. Little Davey and I were out yesterday doing we're doing some cleaning. It's really, really hot and oppressive. And he griped and moaned the whole time. Just griped and moaned about, oh, this is hot, Grampy. I'm going to pass out. It's hot. I need water. I said, dude, keep your hand to the plow. Keep working. Keep working. Let me ask you something. Are Christian men working for righteousness in this name? And the answer to that question is no. No, they're not. I got more, but I'm going to stop right there. How about this one? Hang on. Pull this one up. Bring up number two. This is unbelievable. I don't know if you guys have followed this. Here in Ohio, the heart of it all, parents, grandparents charged after 16 children found living in squalor in southern Ohio. These grandparents have 16 grandchildren. Folks, some of them can't even speak. They can't even speak. They were having sex, 16 children in a home having sex with one another, unable to speak. I'm not making this up. Pure evil. Well, hang on. Wait a minute. Whoa. Pardon me a second. What makes that evil? They're just diverse. They think having sex with one another is fine. They're free. They have freedom of choice. Who are they to judge and call it evil? Are you tracking with me? Suspects, Gary Siders Jr., Gary Siders Sr., Christina Siders, Elizabeth Siders. Benton County Sheriff Ryan Kane called the home disgusting, saying it was littered with human feces. He believes the children were being kept in a 12 by 12 foot room for 4 years. All the children in a 12 by 12 foot room for 4 years. Wow, huh? Now I'm going to show you something right now that ain't got nothing to do with anything, okay? It's AI. You guys know what AI is? I showed this yesterday to my grandchildren. Let me find it here. And they were crying. I had tears in my eyes. Friends, this is AI, I believe. But this is real. This is the little one. I think it's AI. Little one experiences the world for the first time. Imagine if this is real. And think about the little children. Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world. Think how this probably is true in more ways than we can even imagine. I'm telling you again, it may be AI. This is powerful. It's powerful. The opening of, folks, the opening of blind eyes. That's when I watched this yesterday, I thought, my God, the opening of blind eyes. Lord, open their eyes. Go ahead and play it real quick.
And I... Hey, buddy. It's Daddy.
Hearing for the first time.
My darling, you
okay. They said these might help him see my face. Hey, buddy. It's Daddy.
That is all.
Oh, my God. I'm seeing you.
With me.
Baby, look at Mommy.
So goodbye. Please don't
Oh, that our eyes and ears would be open. I'm going to play another one, too. I love this one for all you animal lovers out there. Hey, Jeff Klein, show this to your wife. Number 9, animal lovers. It might be AI.
Mary, tell me, will you hold me? When wrong will you scold me? When lost will you find me? But they told me I'm meant to be faithful and walk.
Wow, huh? Wow. Wow. Come on, James. Golly, I took up 48 minutes there. Go ahead.
Yeah, brother. I love you, brother. Matthew 12:34 to 12:35 is really good in what you're saying. That what about the tongue. How many persons and believer curse, especially believers?
Out of your own mouth, it's a blessing and cursing. It shouldn't be, you know, so. Said,
right? The 12:30, that which is formed by the tongue, this is from a book of words. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things.
That's right.
But those things which proceedeth out of your mouth comes forth from the heart.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
And they defy the man.
Right. So, James, we can't pray to the Lord for healing or gifting, whatever it would be, and then spend all day bitching and moaning about our situation. That's blessing and cursing coming out of the same mouth. You can raise your hand right now and say, Coach, you're talking about me. You're talking about me. I know. That's why it says take captive every thought, because every thought shouldn't come out of your mouth. And some of us are our own worst enemies. Oh, he'll never amount to nothing. I knew that was going to happen, right? Come on. Come on. Jeffy, come on in.
Coach, that thing with the animals is so true. Mary Jane's got story after story after story of just miraculous things of prayer that the Lord worked for, and things got accomplished. Animals saved or animals lost.
Animals love so unconditionally, don't they?
Yeah. She had a horse one time before I ever met her. And when her ex-husband back then was mean, abusive to her, she'd go out in that barn and cry. And that horse would walk over and put his head, her head on Mary Jane's shoulder and we just make, comfort her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. But that last woman there 2 months ago, she led the woman to the Lord. The dog come back the next morning. The lady's been in church 5 Sundays with us now. Now she's dealing the last 12 days finding another dog. Mm. This dog has been out in this heat for 12 days with a coat on and a leash for 12 days in the hot sun with a coat wrapped around its body and nobody could catch it. Well, Mary Jane's been praying and praying, and here she is with more people now. These people live like an hour and 20 minutes away. The mom of the lady that owned a dog, which that's a crazy story. The mom that owned a dog is in jail. And they arrested her here in Mount Vernon, tried to transfer the dog to the dog pound. It got loose. It's been loose for 12 days. Just crazy. But now she's sharing Jesus with some of these people. She's getting ready to go now. The dog was found. Mary Jane prayed the last 2 days. Lord, please help find Bailey by Friday before the fireworks start going off. Because dog's free.
And this Jeff, let me tell you this one. I don't mean to cut you off. So I'm short on time here. So we set off fireworks. I told you that at my daughter's house up top of the hill, and all of a sudden, Fern, their dog, was gone. Yep. We're all done. It was dark. Where's Fern? Abby has this little button she can hit. It'll shock Fern, and she come running home. Where's Fern? We couldn't find Fern. So it got dark. We all went home. And what do you think? Fern went to my other daughter's house.
Yep.
They got something.
Yeah. Huh? Well, this dog has been running the streets off of the Columbus Road area. And right there off Columbus Road, that big $2 million park they developed, that's where the fireworks are going to be set off tomorrow night. This dog last night at 11:30 was found. The owners are here in Mount Vernon, just traveled in an hour and 20 minutes away. Mary Jane's getting dressed. She don't even get up before 10 o'clock. She's dressed and ready to go meet this lady and give this dog a hug and send these people back home with their dog.
Mm. Hey, Jeff, wouldn't it be good if we treated our fellow man the way we treat dogs? Just kidding. Got her. David Arthur, come on in.
I'll say this about animals. Put your wife and your dog in the trunk of your car. Leave them there for 3 hours. Open the trunk and see who's going to be happy to see you. That right there. But those videos that you showed, Coach, those are, whether they're AI or not, there are tons of videos and experiences out there just like that. For just not just for people, you know, for seeing and hearing for the first time, but also for animals that were like found, you know, and rescued and saved. And then they didn't see their handlers or the person that raised them for many years. And then they see them again. And that's how they react to them. So it's all true. And you know that there's humanity is not dead because every single person that saw that video had a knot in their throat.
Amen, baby. Amen. Betty, come on, Betty.
David's right. I saw a video last night, and there was a biker who had killed a black bear, a baby cub, and a moose saw it, and that moose picked him out of about 30 bikers and ran into him. They don't forget, they know.
And something about a man, for sure. Hey, let me show you this. This got me good. Pull up number four. Just kind of as a lighthearted thing here. I'll get to you, James. This video, folks, listen, looking at me, never kill a possum. Never kill a possum. We know about playing possum, right? We got possums everywhere. You run over by cars. Never kill a possum. Go ahead, play it.
That shows up in your yard at night, and most people grab a broom, a shovel, or a phone to call pest control the moment they see it. It looks ugly, it moves slow, it hisses, it plays dead. And for decades, you've been told it's a pest. But what if everything you believed about this animal was completely wrong? What if the creature you've been chasing away, or worse, killing, has been quietly protecting your family this entire time? Stay with me, because what you're about to learn will change how you see your yard forever. Before we talk about the opossum, we need to talk about the real enemy, ticks. If you've ever spent time in your backyard, walked through grass, or let your kids or pets play outside, ticks are already on your radar. And they should be. Ticks carry Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, ehrlichiosis. These aren't minor inconveniences. Lyme disease alone affects nearly 500,000 people in the United States every single year, according to the CDC. And the terrifying part? Ticks are getting worse. Their range is expanding. Warmer winters mean more ticks survive into spring. Scientists are calling it a public health crisis hiding in plain sight. So what's the most effective, natural, free defense against ticks living right outside your door? It's the animal you just tried to scare away. Research from the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies found something that stopped scientists in their tracks. A single opossum, just one, can consume up to 5,000 ticks in a single week. Let that number sit for a second. 5,000 ticks per week, per animal. Opossums are meticulous groomers. When ticks latch onto their fur, opossums find them, pick them off, and eat them. Every single one. Scientists describe them as ecological vacuum cleaners for tick populations. Think about what that means for your yard, for your neighborhood, for your children playing in the grass. The animal you just chased off your porch wasn't a pest. It was free pest control working all night while you slept. Now let's destroy every lie you were told about opossums, one by one. Myth number one, opossums carry rabies.
Okay, cool. You take it off.
Widespread. It's almost.
Did you get it right? Did you know that? That they eat the ticks. 5,000 ticks, right? And, oh my God, opossums are ugly. James, come on in.
Yeah, I think I got a couple. I caught a couple of them in my fatness. just dig it out, you know. You know, this animal thing is so it's emotion. It stirs on the. You could put up you could do a thing on abortion, and people would say this is absolutely the right of the woman. But you put a ASPC, you know, animal, and you put that they have it on freaking TV, and people will just the bleeding hearts of of dogs being abandoned or cats being abandoned. You know, it's just the heart of man. You know,
it is.
It's just amazing how wicked and sometimes we become. And I love animals, don't get me wrong, but you know, these little babies, you know, they hush, you know.
Yeah. Dogs don't have any memory, right? Doesn't matter what you did to them the day before, they wag their tail and come running right up to you, don't they?
Huh? Well, that, you know, DOG, GOD, it's dog, you know, he's got the nature of God in him, you know. Unless you get a wicked one, you know.
We can learn something from the dogs, that's for sure. Run out of time here. Jeff, go ahead, quickly.
Coach, we got a couple of possums that eat off the back porch every night. Mary Jane says, oh, they're so cute. She tries to tell people, don't kill them. They eat ticks.
Don't kill them. They eat ticks, man. Don't kill them. They eat ticks. All right. Hey, thanks, Mel. Mel's posted the Best Western in Hebron. If you want to stay there, folks, come and be part of it. Come and all you got to do, buy your meal. In fact, your meals are probably going to be half cost anyway, right? $25. Have you been to Wendy's lately? I walked out of there with a $45 bill the other day for me and my two grandchildren and my wife. $45. Register. Please do it because we need to know how many of you are coming. And hey, if you're interested in playing golf, some guys maybe are going to come a day or two early and play golf. So if that's you, let me know. I got so much stuff I didn't get to today. What a time to be alive. The whole creation's groaning, waiting for God's people to show up. It's man up, baby. Man up. A great weekend. We will be here on Monday. See you then.